Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We have with us NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. And Domenico, let's start with the country's top general, Mark Milley. He apologized today for appearing alongside President Trump at that photo op last week near the White House. And Milley stood in uniform outside a church just after the National Guard and police used force to clear protesters from the area. How significant is his apology?
You know, it's pretty significant. I mean, he said that he didn't think that he should be there. And I can't remember seeing this kind of a break with a commander in chief and military officials this publicly. You know, the military tries to stay apolitical. It's one of the institutions with the highest level of trust and confidence in the country. I mean, routinely, about 3/4 of Americans say they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the military, if you look at Gallup polling. And it's important to mention that a significant share of the military is African American, slightly less than 1 in 5. They've been hearing it, frankly, officers and top brass from those troops, and they don't want to break that trust with, you know, people in the ranks and with the American public and become embroiled in a racial controversy the way the police have.
We'll definitely be watching for the president's response to this apology. I want to ask you about something else. So yesterday, President Trump said that he opposes renaming military bases named after Confederate generals. What's been the reaction to this?
We had the Army Secretary and even the Defense Secretary say that they're open to holding a, quote, bipartisan conversation on whether to rename them, to take the names down, etc. But President Trump himself has taken a hard line against that, tweeting about, not wanting to, one, explicitly rename them, but also not wanting to repeat the mistakes of history, that you should remember history and all that. But behind the scenes on Capitol Hill, it appears that there's at least a little bit of movement for considering this. Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, introduced an amendment to the Defense Authorization Bill saying it's long past time to end the tribute to white supremacy on our military installations. And the Republican-led Senate Armed Services Committee took up that amendment behind closed doors.
The president is visiting Dallas, Texas today to discuss economic health and justice disparities. Has he proposed any concrete ideas for addressing police reform?
You know, he hasn't yet. He's really talked about law and order. That's what he's really talked about. Even yesterday on Capitol Hill, representatives from the Trump administration, like Dan Bongino, a former New York City police officer, now works with the president or advises the president, very strongly in endorsing and supporting the police. It said that the administration, the White House, is working on an executive order behind the scenes. It's unclear what that'll say. And, you know, Trump has this balancing act that he has to do when, you know, it's hard to erase his history on race. I mean, this is someone who took out a full page ad on the Central Park Five, and said that Mexicans are sending rapists to the country. So, you know, it's not something you can easily erase with an executive order.
Poll numbers are coming out. They're showing that the president's numbers are down. How has his campaign responded to this?
Well, to say that the polls are wrong and even ask CNN to apologize for showing Trump not doing well, it really takes me back to this debate that was being had in 2012, where there was a group called Unskew the Polls, which, frankly, they were people who either didn't know how polls worked or were dishonest about methodologies. And that's happening again. The president has a pollster with not a very good track record. Look, you've heard this trite cliche before, but it's true that the only poll that truly matters is the one on Election Day.
That's NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Thanks as always.
Hey, you're welcome.